Yeah, look, we'll give him every chance. It wasn't as bad as we first thought in regards to, you know, we subbed him as a precaution. But he's, he hasn't responded as quickly as we would have hoped. But we'll have a look at him. We don't have to name the squad until tomorrow afternoon. So he did some work inside after the warm-up this morning. And we'll give him an extra 24 hours and see how he goes. Yeah, look, with all due respect to Seeds and what he's bringing to the table, we've said it right along that we don't want to be a side that relies on one or two particular players, and at different times we'll have members of our squad that'll come up and play really crucial roles for us at senior level. And it's very difficult in this game, in this era, to dominate for long periods of time without changing those looks and without having different faces pop up and playing significant roles. And Seeds has been able to do that over the last couple of weeks, but we've got quite a few others that are playing their roles that are important as well. So it'll be a team effort, whatever we produce.
If he doesn't play, does it maybe give a chance to play
at any time? It does, if he doesn't play, but yeah, we'll pick the bloke who we think is... Yeah, every 22 that we select, we select the 22 that we think is going to represent the club best and get the result against that opponent.
Are you pleased with how well that squad mentality has come to fruition? Is that ethos? I mean, you tend to get seduced by the stars, but it really seems to come together for
you. Yeah, look, I think you can't really judge. You don't judge it on five rounds. It's gonna take longer than that. And the reality is that the test of a squad mentality is actually the mindset of the players that aren't playing as much as the players that are. And what you don't see and what we do is that our players, the depth of our list, are engaged, are invested in what the senior side are doing, are invested in their own growth and development and performing at VFL level to be ready to go if the door's ajar at senior level. So that'll be tested as the year goes on. I think as far as players used goes, we're not that high. Like the previous couple of years, we've been through the roof with the players that we've used, but we've actually been fairly settled over the last 3 or 4 weeks in particular. But yeah, the squad mentality will get tested as the year progresses, and we believe we're in decent shape at the moment. It's far too early, John. We're happy with what we're contributing to, looking after our end of the bargain, but Every contest is the sum of your efforts against the efforts of your opposition. So, we're expecting a really keen, intense Geelong side and hungry Geelong side that are going to come out firing. So we need to match that and surpass it with our pressure and our intensity. And the challenge for us is to do it this week and to continue it throughout the year. That's the plan.
What have you made of Geelong so far? This is a very different side than we've seen in the past. What have you made of them so far?
Well, I think when we're talking about players used, I think they've gone quite deep. They've had a few injury concerns and had to call on blokes at different times. But they've, their talent level is still really high. We really rate some of the young players that they've got. Not only the 4 or 5 year players that have become established and are starting to take more responsibility, but first, second year players that are coming in that are providing real speed and bite around the packs. And they're clearly really well led by a really strong senior core that have been there, done that for a long time. So we're not underestimating that side, that club. They've got a fantastic culture and a really high expectation of their performances, and we know that they're going to bring that to the table.
Are you wary of the sort of out of form. Steve Johnson's had a bit of a different start to the year. I'm sure that sitting in your mind there.
Yeah, well. Yeah, oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you one thing I can guarantee is we're not going to be resting on our laurels. We're not. We won't be going into this game with our eyes closed. Well, we think that we've got a relatively settled back six, seven, that are able to play tall and small and handle whatever the opposition forward line throws at us. But having said that, I mean, Hawkins is an elite power forward in the comp, and is damaging when the opposition get time and space through the midfield in particular. He just knows where to run and when to run and how, and he's very strong in the air. So we want to prevent his supply as much as stop him. But Mitch Clark's dropped into the structure really well. Reece Stanley, Dawson Simpson, Josh Walker. They're all the big units down there have all had impact at different times. But we believe we've got a mix down back that can handle the matchup side of things, and then it's a matter of executing.
And you've spoken about Ben Reed as a defensive player who wanted to play in defence, but when he comes back for the plan for it, not want to mess with that sort of back six and maybe think about the game before.
Things change pretty quickly in this game, so our first port of call is to get Reedy up and about. And then when that comes about, he'll continue to prepare as a defender. But we don't know when he'll put his hand up for senior selection. And as I said, it'll be first on the back of his ability to get fit and robust, and then secondly on his form and game time in the VFL. And then and only then is it a consideration.
And just on steel, we had Stanton to come on Monday, I think. Was that as expected?
Yeah, so he'll start using the thumb more. I mean, he ran around today, and it's really only the first time he's had the guard off. So he's still got a lot of physio to do to loosen up the joint, as much as anything else. The fracture itself is healing really well and is in good shape. So we're relatively bullish about what that can be. The surgeon's early opinion was that it was going to be another couple of weeks before he was going to be up to speed, and it was going to take that long. That much physio. So once again, Steele will be available when he's ready to go and not before.
How's Ben Reed's mindset been? He's been through so much, and still seems a little bit of a road ahead.
He's been excellent. Yeah, he's been excellent. Put yourself in his shoes. He's a young man that just wants to be playing footy. That's what he's good at. That's what he's committed a large part of his adult life to. And at the moment, he's looking for the right answers and the right balance to be able to get through the issues that he's presented with. So, but his attitude's been first class. And one thing that we do know is that if you maintain that strong positive attitude, you give yourself the best chance of finding the solutions you're looking for. Personally, I don't agree with the decision. I think the decision was held against that there's an alternate option for him to contest the footy, and absolutely there is. But if you're 30 metres out from goal and you dive on the footy, then it's a free kick against you to your opposition. So I can understand the thought process of the kid and why he attacked the body first before coming down to the ball. But that's just my opinion. I'll leave that at the AFL. They're doing pretty well.
When you say don't agree, do you not agree on the length of suspension or just the fact that you've got
cycle? I think the decision, the process, like from a pure football situation, on the decision that he made, the situation, the position on the field, the opposition player, where he was situated, where the ball was, where the angle he was coming from. I can understand entirely from a football perspective how that had an would have had very little malice and was all about trying to come back and win the ball and defend. Yeah. Yeah, that's been speculated on. I don't feel the need to comment on that. No, hold your horses. Your first game back off an ACL. So, ask me in a month. Yeah, he's developing well, learning. The way that we want to play and performing really well. He's been really exciting. He's an exciting talent. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to get him up.
What's great with Grundy, but just his work rate and ability to bring up, his ability to crash backs and
the line. Yeah. Yeah, well, he's always been that nearly like a, you know, the fourth midfield type, really, hasn't he? You look at his body shape and his... He can still be play quite low to the ground as well as being able to, you know, impact aerially in ruck contests and in marking duels. He's improved his tank. He's put a power of work in, and I'd like to think that we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. He's in his third year, and big fellas take longer to develop. We know that, but he's hungry. He's always looking for the next little thread that he can add to his game that's going to find another 2 or 3% of effectiveness, whether it's contest or offence or defence or role play or leadership. You know, he's really engaged, and when you get in these patches of form, you've got great momentum, and he wants to take advantage of that. But it's probably the times when he didn't have that and how he's fought through it that have given him the possibility that we're seeing now. Yeah, well, I think in the end, mate, we've hit the scoreboard relatively hard. We've defended really well, and that's off the back of our structure and the ability of most of the players to play their roles. And our forward line, 3 weeks ago, 14 goal kickers, and last week, 15. And that's not going to happen every week, but we're less reliant on one or two, and we're spreading the load better. And Jesse's role has been a part of that. I think he would like to be playing better and having more influence, and we're looking to see that. And this week's the next opportunity for him. But we'll continue to make decisions based on what's best for the greater good for our team footy. Not just those individual decisions, although, you know, they're one in the same. But Jesse's playing his role okay, but he'd like to improve his form as well. Cheers. Thanks, guys.